That's your money. Hello. Hello. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
We are good. I'm good, and you?
She not good. She not good. She's not good.
Nah. Can you please?
Can I what?
Can you please?
Girl, I'm about to bust it wide open.
Oh, Lord. Good afternoon, Andy.
There was this song that I requested for you, but you were not here.
For me, I knew they would lose by a lone goal. I knew they would lose by some
slim margin.
I knew it. I wanted to tweet, but I'm sure I said.
Yeah, they were goose, so.
But yesterday wasn't a fixed match.
Did you see Messi's tears? What I'm asking is, did you see his tears? No, did you see him? Did you see the tears dripping?
Yes, I get it. But then, you know, like, if people should fix that, like, everything should look
fixed
natural.
What?
What was natural?
No, I'm not saying it was. Like, I'm only asking if it wasn't fixed.
Fixed what?
As in, you were expecting
like, Argentina
it to be
was
fixed?
Playing as though they've never played football before.
You see, that is why I was surprised to see Messi cry. You know, normally, you cry when you think you've given your all. You've played the best and things didn't go well for you. But this time, you didn't play anything. The team self, it is as if it doesn't exist. And you are crying. Why should you cry?
And you were fighting people after the match and beating some of the other players. As how now?
Yeah.
There was a fight.
I'm sure it was.
Yes, the message was it up.
No.
What was self defense?
It was self defense.
So,
by who? They were the ones attacking the Spaniards. What are you talking about?
I had gone to pick my children. We were driving around in the evening and I was listening to, I think, commentary. Someone mentioned something. One of the stations, you know these local stations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just trying because Joy FM, Hits FM, we run the English commentary.
Yeah.
Adum FM had the local commentary. I think it was Adum or Asempa. I heard someone on Asempa.
And Adum TV.
Yeah.
So I heard someone on Asempa saying, Messi Benny.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, yeah. It was as if he...
This was even the first
hour. He's never played.
So I tuned in. Then on Hits, I heard the commentator saying, we all know that Messi is not in doing his best or he's in his best form or something. So I was like, an idiot. Hi.
Enfa.
Said the Mukano. Enfa na na.
Charlie, to play half pack for about 30 minutes. Half pack.
The pressure on them.
Look, Martinez was really good. Like, he did marvelously good. Charlie, the guy.
What would he bet?
No, I'm a keeper.
What's his name?
Martinez.
Forgive me, I don't know. That's the only version. I was thinking it was our own Martinez.
I
remember something. Some time ago, they were rioting. I've forgotten what happened. I think it was between Kotoko and Hearts. And these people, whoever they met, they will just descend on you. Breaking items, beating people all over. They caught me on the street. Oh. Hey, we are Kotoko and Hearts. Hey, boss, me crabbing him.
Hey,
then the guy said, Bo play about Kudi Bo Blast. If I had the name that came to my mind, please. Don't laugh, guys.
Sorry.
The name that comes to my mind.
One to India.
No. Not knowing the guy had even died. But not me ready. Oh. I just mentioned Shamokwe.
You got your business wrong.
So they left you on.
The guy held me. Oh, no. Strangled me and then threw me somewhere. Found for a gym. You don't be my boy. I didn't let you know me.
Honestly. But the name and I don't know the period, but
no, in jail. This
like if you chop one slap.
I swear. The way the guy throw me away, oh, like some piece of paper, like my friend, get out of here, Jimmy. Charlie. But me, if you want to attack someone who knows football, or you want to engage someone, me. Oh. Because the guy throw me away, I'm like, come catch us still.
And then go back.
It's not my fault. At least me, I talk some. Guys. Time no day, let's go. AJ.
Yes, please. Let me share with you what we're discussing this afternoon. It's sweeting me though. Forgive me. Dear Andy and Anna, I need your audience to help me decide whether I'm overreacting or if my wife truly betrayed my trust. My wife and I have been married for 10 years and we have 2 children. We both work and throughout our marriage we've shared responsibilities. I pay annual rent. She takes care of some of the children's school fees, groceries, and supports me financially whenever I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, I've always appreciated her and believed we were building our home together. For the past 10 years, I faithfully paid our rent every year to a man I believed was the landlord's agent. I was told the landlord lived elsewhere, so I never questioned it. A few weeks ago, I accidentally discovered a shocking truth. The house we've been living in for the past 10 years actually belongs to my wife. After making inquiries, I found out the so-called agent is one of her close friends. Every year I paid the rent to him and he handed it over to my wife. All this time she never told me she was the owner of the house. What hurts me isn't even the money anymore, it's the deception. There were years I struggled to raise the rent, borrowed money to avoid being evicted, and went through sleepless nights. Yet my wife watched it all, knowing she was the one receiving the money. When I confronted her, she admitted everything. She said she bought the house before we got married and wanted to keep it as her personal property. She also reminded me that she's always contributed to our home and has never failed in her responsibilities as a wife and a mother. I agree she's been a supportive partner. That's why I'm torn. I appreciate everything she's done for our family, but I can't shake the feeling that she deliberately deceived me for 10 years. Andy and Na, am I overreacting because the house legally belongs to her, or was she wrong for secretly collecting rent from her own husband through a third party for an entire decade, aka 10 years?
She was not wrong.
Come again.
She was not wrong.
Bam. She was not wrong.
No.
Bam. You like her, what she did?
Ah.
The magbamest.
Supposing it wasn't the wife.
Uh-huh.
He will pay for rent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, debut. Why are we even discussing? Next topic.
Yes. The next one.
Yeah.
Dear Handy and Na Omo Chale. Let me start with Bass Boost. Nenadra. How are you, man?
Fine,
yeah.
You know, earlier we were discussing, and I was saying that I don't understand why people behave as though they are marrying their enemies.
Yeah.
I've never been married before, but my idea of marriage is it's a partnership. Marriage is supposed, in as much as yes, I mean, at the end of the day, men are providers and whatnot. I feel like marriage is a partnership. You hold me up when I'm down, I hold you up when I'm down. Even if the woman did not want to disclose to the husband that she has property for reasons best known to her, I think she was wrong in making them, you know, like collecting rent, especially as the man mentioned, there were months where he struggled and he had to borrow money and all that. But then again, I'm also thinking it's more like, how do you put it? It's like a cycle. She collects the money and then at the end of the day, the money is still coming to the house because she's helping with things in the house. So it's not like, oh, wait, she's collecting the rent and then at the same time, she doesn't help with, you know, when it comes to, you know, taking care of the house, like groceries and all those things. So I feel like, yes, trust has been broken. Trust has been broken in the sense that, as I said, marriage is supposed to be a partnership. There's nothing wrong in telling your husband that, oh, I have this property or something of this sort. Even if she wanted to keep it a secret, she should have just rented it out, like, to Nipahunu, rather than renting it to her husband, watching him struggle to pay rent, collecting the money. Is honestly, it's a bit some way for me from where I sit, especially as with the idea I have about marriage. If it's my husband that does that to me, in as much as yes, males are the provider, because why would you have to put us in this situation when you have this thing that can lessen our burden? Mm-hmm. You get it. So I'm a bit divided on this. I feel like even if she wanted to keep it from her husband, she could have just rented it out to a strange person. And then the husband will still be paying rent. Because as Andy rightly said, you'll be paying the rent either ways. Yeah. But then it won't be like my wife has deceived me and then I would have to go and borrow money to come and pay rent while it's my wife's property. And then we could have used the money for something else. In some way. But then again, it's people's experiences that make them behave the way they do. For all you know, the woman has been through a previous relationship where she was the provider, she was helping, and then the man took her for idiot. Yeah. And so she decided to wisen up. So from where I stand, it's a bit dicey. I don't think he's overreacting, but then again, I do not support the woman's actions. I get it that sometimes you want to keep certain things from your partner, which I don't totally agree with. But then it would have been better if she had just rented it out to a stranger. That's how I see it. It would have been better if she had rented it out to a stranger than we are living in the house. I'm collecting rent from my husband. I see my husband struggle to raise the rent, and I know it's my property. Yeah.
Shed.
No, my wife didn't go to me.
Yeah, okay. We are keeping a balance.
Yes.
Okay, so
balance diet.
So you should have gone to my senior man instead.
Oh no, Shed. Good afternoon to you. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. AJ.
No, I didn't. The weekend, no. I said it earlier. Okay, you know. So the girl robbed Peter to pay Peter. Wow. And people are robbing Peter to pay Paul. She was robbing Peter to pay Peter, you know. Okay, so the lady is totally wrong. Extremely wrong. Like, very wrong. Now, the issue here is not about where the money went to. Mm-hmm. It's about the lie you started with.
Yeah.
We don't care about where the money went to. Because for all you know, there is a point the man went through a stress of making sure he pays that money, which could have even made him lose his life. And I'm just imagining the kind
of you two lose which life?
Let him land. Yeah,
have you bored
guys? Let's share land, please.
No, I even wanted to interject, so don't worry.
No,
if she does, I'm okay.
For the sake of time.
Okay, so you can imagine the stress this man, you know, I don't know if you have rented in Accra before, you understand the story so well. The pressure, you know, like, it's different.
Now behave yourself.
It's different. It's different renting in other regions.
She feels it. She understands what.
If you have rented in Accra before, especially when you know next term is first term, your rent is due, and your mother is seriously ill, you relate.
No, what is that?
you relate.
Seriously, we understand you.
You would have to combine. Oh,
I will rise again. Oh, really? Oh,
so no. So like, it looks like I'm prophesying, right?
It's happening right now.
Like, I'm prophesying.
Yeah, but it's happening.
Okay, so it's a prophecy.
I will rise again and shame my enemies here.
I didn't mean to laugh. It was not.
You are the one who started.
I didn't mean that. It was with them.
So like, you can just relate, like, you know, school fees first term with books and rent due and other stuff. You can just imagine the pressure. And
hey,
you know, the lady has a good intentions, but I feel it's either the lady is doing that because of what she said, her past relationship. That is where the problem starts. Now, if you want to treat your past bitterness with a new relationship, you will never treat the new person well.
Yes, sir.
Because you always want to live in a manner with the new person that you wouldn't want the mistakes which happened previously to happen again. Mm-hmm. Especially if the previous one keeps buying you pizza and the new guy also starts by buying you pizza. Is this another person of this, my ex, in a new
body,
housing?
New body. I like housing.
In a new house. So, you know, like the way you need to even treat him now, you would have to back off a bit. So you need to really be redeemed from your previous relationships before you get into a new one. So what the lady did, her actions is right, but the intention is very wrong. And look, we don't care what you use the money for or whatever. For all you know, your husband would have paid the money to this third party and would even run with the money. What are you going to tell your husband? Now, if this third party gets very jealous, he can kill you and nobody will even know the owner of the house. And your husband can't even go and stand justice for you. But at least if your husband knows, I've been saying this, let the man know that there's something about my wife. The money is for me, but me farm mau yedi yewi. I understand it. Yes.
Yeah.
Me farm mau, and I've been saying that if I should open a company today, if I give her money to me, if I give her money and I tell her to give it to me on Friday, until Friday, even if you are dying on farm mau, your own money, not to talk of this.
I understand.
So just be transparent. Money won't say yeah, media, but we are doing it this way. And if you feel he's trying to play smart, that is why we have laws. You can take him on.
Okay.
But for you to lie, and at the end of the day, you may even lose everything, because there are people who have accounts in the bank today, and they are dead, and their families don't even know.
They don't know.
Yeah. Their kids are even on the street.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is not harmful to be honest. I'm not saying trust, but you need to be honest in your marriage, not relationship.
Yes, please.
In your marriage, you need to be honest. You need to be really honest. So what the girl did is wrong. Her actions are right, but the intentions are wrong. So I feel for, you know, I'm even sure that is one of the houses. And you know, a obvious interior guy, you know, that guy, and who says, so this is what is going on. And you accepting to marry the guy. And I want to end with this. You having it before the marriage and still marrying the guy tells that you still love and trust him.
Yeah.
So why didn't you tell him?
Yeah. I get you.
No, if
being honest, but the intention behind it.
People mistaking commitment for trust. Do you understand? I can marry you today, Shed, and I will not trust you.
Hey, then you are brave.
But why would you? Why would you marry somebody you don't trust?
You see, that's what I was saying. I don't understand why people
it happens
act all like they are marrying
the
their
time.
Enemies.
No.
It happens all the time. People marry people they don't trust all the time.
Yeah.
Listen, I am in a marriage is not always about what we see on TV. Oh, I love boy loves girl, boy meets girl, they are faithful to each other forever, happily ever after.
Mm-mm.
It's not always the same.
No,
some people marry because of the convenience marriage comes with.
Yeah.
I know most men marry because of some of these convenient things that happen. I know I'm giving birth with someone that can take care of my children when I'm not away. Someone, by the time I come home, she has cooked a meal, she has drawn a bath for me and all that, and I don't have to think about all these things whilst I start my family. Do you understand?
Yeah.
A lot of people, yes, you know, and women also marry because, oh, this guy, he looks like he's calm, I can handle him, he has money.
Wait, let me finish.
He has money, he has a few cars, he has a good job. Okay, well, if I marry him, my kids will not suffer. Do you understand? My kids will not sit in torture if I marry him. So let me consider him and marry him. Mm. Sometimes the foundation of marriage is not love, it's not trust, it's convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me? So if you tell me that, why are you marrying someone you don't trust? What do you expect me to say? You understand? People marry all the time and don't trust. Sometimes even when you marry, it is when the mistrust starts in the marriage. Understand? The person does one or two, and you are like, I don't trust this person, but you are still in the marriage. You okay. Get me?
But so, I think there's always some level of trust. You can't say it's not, the trust is not there at all.
Let me tell you something. Maybe you can compartmentalize it. Okay, so I trust you to pay my children's school fees. I trust you to put food on our table. I trust you to pay our rent. I don't trust you
when it comes to other women.
I don't trust you when it comes to other women. I don't trust you to make the payments on time. I don't trust you. You not gamble our money away on prostitutes. I don't trust you. You would use our money to go and buy alcohol and drink with your friends while your children suffer. There are so many things you can compartmentalize it. So, listen, what if I can say that I trust that my husband, when he comes from home today, he'll slap me. How about that? Mm-hmm. I trust him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that is who
it's
he
also
is.
Trust, right?
No, meaning that is who it is.
But you trust, no, so that you he trust can
people.
Do it.
No, so you trust people according to who you know them to be.
Exactly. And based on what they've shown
that is
you.
The point.
So what has the husband showed her?
That is why I am saying that it could be that it may be a bitterness from her previous.
No, but you see, she said something. What is the man that she is presently also showing her?
I'm coming. The reason why I'm saying that the point is not about what the man is showing, is because this thing didn't start in the course of the relationship. She has built the house
before they got married.
She got the house before they got married.
Before they got married. Which means even at the point of dating, the guy doesn't even know. Even
what
at the point
they
of dating,
talking about when they were dating.
Are you getting the point?
Good question.
Can I which ask means, a question?
Uh-huh.
Yes, my love.
Are we saying that now that they are married and they are in a rented apartment?
Supposed,
like, of course, I mean, if all things being equal, if the wife hadn't come out to say, oh, I'm the owner of the house, they're in a rented apartment. Are you guys, and this is maybe, if it's not an inheritance, this is an investment. Mm-hmm. I put my money in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people get real estate for investment purposes.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yeah. Are we saying that maybe that's all her sole source of income?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe while she works as a secretary somewhere, as a receptionist somewhere, something. I'm not sure, but in this day and age, you can't even survive on your 9-to-5.
Nope.
To feed your family and all that. Now, moving forward, are we saying that if the man knew she had a house before marrying her, are we saying that the man will not push to go live in the house?
Bam.
With her, so that they forget about rent, so that he uses his money for other things.
No, which will be to their benefit.
No, wait, exactly.
Other things which will be to their benefit.
Let's be honest. Look. No, Shed, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You are married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before you get married,
mm-hmm.
you realize that your wife has a house,
mm-hmm.
fully furnished house and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to even, you know, consider the house, it seems okay, it's a good family space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no, for all you know, it's a lady who said, baby, I like this house no matter what.
Exactly.
I like it's
exactly.
Okay for me. That is how women are.
We will never know because we are assuming that the woman said, I want this particular house. Do you understand? My question is,
uh-huh.
if your wife had a house,
uh-huh.
before you got married,
uh-huh.
okay, and then you finally got married and now a place to live is a problem,
uh-huh.
won't you say, oh babe, can't we move into this your house?
But then what's wrong with that?
Wait, it is an
investment property, for crying out loud.
No, yes, and
it's
the man
an
is
investment
down.
Property. Okay. And most of the times, investments are there for you to recoup your investment, like your down payment, your cut, like the input.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to recoup it before you start getting profit off the investment. So maybe I invested $1 million into a house. I won't get the $1 million in a year. You understand? Maybe I'll get $200,000. The next year, I'll get another $200,000. Another year, I'll get another $200,000 until I make my $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Before I start making my profit. So what if she hasn't been able to recoup her profit on the house and you tell me that let me go and move it, let's go and move into the house, then what happens to the money? Do you understand? Secondly, you should be glad that your children have a trust fund or something to fall back on when you are not together. I mean, not like necessarily together, but if you are not alive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call a spade like them. If this girl had told the man, listen, this is my investment property, I want to make money out of it, it is going, there's going to be a guilt trip to say, hey, so now that we are suffering to get accommodation, what do you want me to do?
No.
Do you understand?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, like, don't
you guys.
Don't assume.
Okay, everybody's microphone is off. Everybody's microphone is off. I like where she's going to. I understand where both of you are coming from. The moral aspect, she's looking at the business aspect. Kumi Kums.
Yeah.
Please come in here. I want you to help deflate this particular tension that these two people all of a sudden they have become one. They become one. I want to hear your side of it. She's talking about the, you know, financial aspect of it as an investment property.
The whole thing is a bit dicey
mm-hmm.
and confusing.
Yeah.
And she was supporting.
Okay. So first of all, it depends on how you see it.
Mm-hmm.
The lady sees it as a money-making venture. Many a time, the problem we get as a people is that we combine work with family, which is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Work is work. Family is family. That is why there are some people, no matter who you are, if you're a family member, no matter your qualification, you don't get closer to your work.
Yeah.
They will not employ you. Because should there be anything or should you misbehave, it moves from being a professional, you know,
relationship
to family.
Mm-hmm.
And it may affect discipline.
Yeah.
I know a guy who whose elder brother joined him from Kumasi to Accra, and he nearly collapsed his business because mm-hmm. there are other people he's working with.
Mm-hmm.
The elder brother will come to work late, and when you decide to reprimand him, he will you know. So it got to a point the other people too were emulating him.
Yes.
Because if you cannot control him, how do you control us? Yeah, we are all working. And the younger brother, the elder brother, even came in as a younger or a lower ranked worker.
Mm-hmm.
So at a point in time, he came here. We were having a conversation. He's my childhood friend. I told him, sack him.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. Sack him so that you can maintain your work. Because at the end of the day, should there be any problem, the first thing you fall on is your finances.
Mm.
So let him go. Sit him down. Sit your mother down. And the problem was, if you decide to sack him, the mother will call and cry. And me, I'll not blink.
Hmm.
I would sack you. Mm-hmm. I had a drama group, and my younger brother was a member of the drama group. We slept together in the same room. Do you know something? I sacked him. And when I'm going for rehearsals, he would accompany me to the rehearsal in the auditorium. Then him, we were say, Jack, if you finish, call me. Yeah, I will call you. Yes.
No, that's how we should.
That's the level of understanding. That is how. That is how.
That's why I said
I'm coming.
It would have been better if she rented it out.
That is how we've been brought up to be. You should understand things from a different perspective. So on that grounds, the lady is doing business.
Yeah.
Let's assume without admitting that had it not been that facility being for the woman, you would have rented anyhow.
Yeah.
In any way, any means, you would have paid for it. So having knowledge about it, I know it may hurt.
Yeah.
Because when you marry, Rhea was talking about reasons people enter into marriage.
Yeah.
There are people who marry CIAs and all these people,
yes,
they marry not because they have an agenda. So the agenda behind the marriage will determine how the marriage, the dynamics are different,
mm-hmm.
will determine how the marriage goes. some people marry because this man, he's an old man, he has properties, so it will be for me. That is the reason.
So that is murder in disguise. Not even.
Some people marry because, okay, this is the journey I want to embark on, and I see him having the same vision. Together we can make a good pair and raise our kids along that line. Some marry for fun. Some even marry without reason, because everybody is marrying. The society demands that when you get to a certain age. You so some marry. People even marry because of pressure, societal pressure. As it stands now, it looks as if the guy's motive and understanding about the relationship is different from the lady's own. That is why the guy is pained, because he expects transparency. He expects, you know, that sense of feeling that sometimes I have to break my back. Look, yo, if you've rented in Accra before, me, I always salute people who rent. Can you imagine? Look, especially if you have a troublesome
landlord.
And your rent your rent expires,
like,
and
am I lost here? Like, I'm really lost.
Please, I'm doing appeal for funds.
Hey,
go fund me.
And let's end this day. Let's end it there. And your
because
landlord,
people have finished washing my dirty linen in public.
Who said anything?
Well, who said it?
Me, well, well, go fund me.
We are not
because
I'm
on the verge
me.
Of in fact they've thrown me out.
See,
don't mind it.
Oh my god,
back to what I was saying,
troublesome landlords, right?
And then the rent is
even when you close, you don't look.
You don't want to go
of a coffee.
Oh, oh, no, and no, man, now for be bike, motorbike, jungle one by demo. They be a coffee and I'm a diaba. Charlie coffee or see Debbie. Coffee or see Debbie. Say nigger about a strand on person over come again no fee. And to a person me spend any time.
That means they're married.
Billing.
Man.
I want to spend time with me.
Billing. The girl is billing him in the house.
Maybe there is a problem. You see, if you've been through that trauma, to the extent that you can't even sleep.
Oh.
When you're
to get out
when
here,
you're
looking
insomnia,
through window.
When you're insomnia by force. Psychologically, you are broken, you are demented, you know. Then you later realize that I was going through all these things. You saw, you knew, you claimed to like me, you claimed to love me. What if I died?
Maybe because when the rent is due, she'll give pressure that when giving pressure so that he'll come and pay.
What if I develop BP out of that? How can you claim to love me and watch me go through such stress? That one too is there. But whichever way, I think that the lady has a reason.
Yeah.
It is out of place. The lady has a reason. The question is why?
Yeah, why? That's a good question.
Somebody who claims to love you and decides not to tell you some of these things. And the second question is, what are some of the other things the lady have been hiding from their husband?
Yeah.
It raises doubt. So I think that the lady should find a way around it. Give proper explanation to the husband if she needs the marriage, or else the marriage will collapse.
Let me bring the messages in as we're wrapping up. It says, good, go build your own or buy your own. Kwesi Peter says, your story is sad, but bro, it's good your wife is hiding her property from you than to cheat and hide from you. That's from Gerhard Winfred. He says, from what you said, I just heard you pay rent and the rest is all on the wife. Meaning if she told you the house was hers, you wouldn't have contributed anything. That's why she outsmarted you. Bro, continue paying. Yeah, she was paying fees.
No, Miss Ankaboy, you bet your fees.
Bro, continue paying rent and also pay your children's school fees. Let it be the other way around, and you expect her to be applauding you if you were to impregnate another woman. Women, we are wising up. I'm glad. Kudos to her. This is business, not marriage. Somebody's agreeing with Ria. The house as an item is business. How could you say it's not a marriage when she literally takes care of the kids herself and the house and him?
She created a home. He just paid rent in it, and he yet still reaped all the benefits. My take on this is that a man, as a man, you have to pay the kid's school fees. It's no brainer that the father of the kid should take care of the education, medical costs. I think your wife has been overburdened with the responsibilities of taking care of everyone in the household. I know she also pays the utility bills. I won't dwell on the matter at hand because it is beyond me. Not a single moment has favored us so far. It means you are overreacting. Just sit her down and tell her you are disappointed that she didn't tell you about the house and forgive her. Then applaud her for being a smart woman and also assisting her with the responsibilities. Another story, she would have contributed nothing. The entire burden would have been on your plate. She's a good woman. You're overreacting, sir. She's a businesswoman and she doesn't mix business with pleasure. And to think of it, the rent was used to support the home as well. You pay only rent and you see the list of things she takes care of. Relax, man. My question is, will you continue paying for the rent or you will just hand the money over to her, which is what she uses to cover the side of her responsibilities? I honestly don't see anything wrong here with Wafa. Just try and talk to her. She did no crime for owning a house, but kept it a secret is where she went all wrong. Masa, Anka, you don't want to take your responsibilities, then go and build and take your family in. Simple. Ose in simhunun kwa irade. Wait, ose in hmm. Asem ben kreniye. The woman has done so well. Honestly, paying fees for 10 years? I know, I keep looking at you. This was that she's done nothing wrong.